Hello there, everyone listening. Thank you so much for joining. You are listening to Creative Empathy, where we are cultivating empathy through sharing creative lifestyles. My name is Jordan, and I'm so glad that you're here today to listen. This is going to be the concept episode. Originally, I was calling it the pilot, but this is more an episode to discuss and give context to why I'm doing this, what this project is about, and what you can expect. So to start off with, it is creative empathy. So we are cultivating empathy through sharing creative lifestyles. The idea is to help people experience empathy through discovering other people's creative processes and learning where the lines cross each other between disciplines, expressions, mediums, and fields, and what we can find that can be carried over between all of these. Where we will be focusing primarily on creative workflows, inspirations, the personalities behind the creativity, and the habits and in general, lifestyles that drive the creativity and drive people to creativity, and that the creativity demands in some cases. We'll be hearing creatives' stories and their journeys, their challenges and victories, things that they had difficulties with and things that they overcame. We'll be learning people's reasons for creating to begin with, learning the origins of their creativity and why they are creative and what they value about their creativity and maybe what their mission is if they have one. We'll be talking to people who practice their creativity in their workplaces as their job or as a hobby or as a passion. For me, I find myself in the category of both. I work in film and I am a visual effects artist. I specifically am a compositor on feature films and have been for 6 years now. I've been doing compositing in my own time and filmmaking for at least 10 years and been using cameras ever since I was very young. It's very funny. I never thought I would be one of those people who can say, I've had a camera in my hands for as long as I can remember, but it is true. I most certainly have. All the way back to being a three-year-old on a trip with my parents. They said they gave me the camera and let me run around with it. So I've really had one in my hands for most of my life, and I struggle to put it away, especially in this project, picking up a microphone and writing a script for something entirely audio-based has been very new for me. So this in itself is a creative expedition. Currently, I'm living in Canada, but I'm a born and raised Australian. I've lived in Canada for about 3 years now, but I've had the pleasure of meeting people from all walks of life, from all places, especially in the visual effects industry. It is very multicultural and very multi-ethnic, and it has been a pleasure to meet these people. It has inspired me to do this project, and you may even get to meet some of those people on the podcast, but you'll have to wait and see for that. So what is the show exactly? The show will be an interview format where I sit down with one or sometimes two guests and discuss their individual creative outlets, lifestyles, the things that cause them to be creative and drive them to be creative, the reasons, and the things that they physically do, the things that they are creative in, their practices, their workflows, discussing their favorite techniques, things like that, because it is not just about discussing their stories, but the results of their stories. I truly believe, and you'll hear me mention this on multiple episodes throughout this series, that creativity always affects life, but life always informs creativity, in that there is no creativity without life. Creativity may give the illusion of giving life, but it never makes life. Only life can inform creativity. And so as much as creativity affects our lives, our creativity comes from our lives. And so we always start with the lives of people before we step into the actual creativity, the practical application and the practical outcomes of that. And so we'll be starting off and talking throughout interviews with people about their lifestyles and the things that they do, the reasons why they create, and then going into what they create and how they create it as much as we can. I wanted to give an explanation as to why the podcast takes this form, because it may be confusing. Why not just focus on the lifestyle, or why not just focus on the actual practical creativity? There is too much going on creatively in people. There's too much uniqueness. But the one consistent thread throughout all of creativity is principles of design and the way that we employ them in our lives. And so what we're looking at is we're looking mainly at people's stories, and then from there, why the things that they experienced and the kinds of people that they are cause them to create in the way that they create. This all comes from two anecdotes that I'm going to briefly share with you. The first one comes from a few years ago when I was back in Australia, and I was with my mum while she was doing a flower arrangement. She is a trained florist and has been doing weddings for 30 years. She was doing an arrangement, a bouquet, and was beginning to put in some extra flowers. And I commented on why she put a flower in a particular spot. I asked her, like, why did you put that flower there in that particular spot? And she began to talk to me in language that she's never used with me before, mature, artistic, and knowledgeable language about design and composition and color and lighting and shadow and making sure that the flower was visible from certain angles, filling out and balancing the object, in this case the bouquet, from every angle that you look at. It was like having to compose an image and building an image from every angle. It was sculpting with flowers. And I never expected to hear that from her, because growing up, it was always me with my technical and digital and film arts and enjoying that. And then mum was doing her flowers. She was a florist. That was it. I never saw her as a sculptor or an artist or a painter or a photographer. She's making beautiful things to be photographed. And I never realized that. I never realized that she just knew all of this and had learned all of this, and that these principles of design could be applied anywhere. It was the beginning of seeing that thread, that common thread of humans like certain patterns and certain things naturally look good together. And so there is subjective taste with these things, but there are also objective underlying principles that connect all forms of art, and it stems out of art into other areas such as writing, and I've even seen it in sciences such as drama and music. It happens everywhere. These consistent threads, patterns, things like that, that are common, that are base principles of how the world works. They are things that are appealing to us, and they are things that we use in art all the time to create things. That was the impetus for this. I saw how my mum's floristry, color and lighting and shadow and sculpting and composition of a 3D object could then apply to my filmmaking and my artistry in visual effects and compositing and such like that. These base principles. No art form has all of the fundamentals. There is always more to learn. There is always more to discover. As we know, rules are made so that we can understand how to break them in all art forms across the board, including writing and including sciences. All you have to do is look at the man who invented string theory and researching that. It was a man who came up with string theory based on what he saw was missing and how he saw the world work as it is. And that took immense creativity and immense interest in and passion in his topic. Before I get carried away, the second anecdote is from watching the show Avatar: The Last Airbender. If you haven't seen the show, I highly recommend it. It is a great piece of animated work. It is a wonderful story, and you can learn a lot from it. But continuing on, this anecdote comes from episode 9 of season 2, or book 2 in this case, an episode called Bitter Work, in which a man called Iroh teaches Zuko how to redirect lightning. as if lightning is used as a weapon against him, he can redirect it. And the interesting thing about this episode, if you know the series, is that Zuko and Iroh are firebenders, and the opposite to the element of fire is water. And there are also waterbenders in this world. Waterbenders, earthbenders, airbenders, and firebenders. These are the four elements. And what's of particular interest to me in this episode is that Iroh talks about how the way he learned, came up with the technique for redirecting lightning is through studying the water tribes, the waterbenders, who are at the time the enemies of the Fire Nation. He studied how they flow with water, how they move with water, and how they derive their movements from the water in order to control it. And he did the same thing. He practiced the same moves, the same kinds of movements and flow as a firebender, and it gave him the ability to redirect lightning. This was amazing to me when I rewatched the show in the past year, thinking of this idea of creative empathy, the idea that we can learn something about our particular creative field, about our lives, by listening to other people. Is it is an integral part of being human. It is an integral part of living and learning and growing and becoming mature, becoming better people, being edified by one another. And I think that this is what we as humans are made for. We are made for sharing, and we are made especially for listening. And I think that's what I want to do with this show, is I want people to listen to things that they may not usually have listened to. Listening to someone's story, listening to someone's viewpoints and their experiences is one of the most important things that we can do as people, and I'm sure many people listening to this will agree that in this day and age of 2021, we need this kind of listening. We need to be slow to speak and slow to anger and quick to listen. I 100% believe this. And so this is what we're doing here. This is what this podcast is about. It's about sitting down with someone else and listening to them, even though I have zero idea almost what they're talking about. I like to think I'm somewhat learned, but we'll all be learning something new by listening to these people and talking to them. And I know all of these people personally, so forgive some informality. This is all about their story. This is all about their creativity. And this is all about what we can do for them by listening to them. And I promise you that by listening to others and putting someone else first, you will find yourselves learning more than you expected and getting more out of it than you expected. Again, that's what we're made for as people, to help and put others first. And I promise that we all benefit and are rewarded richly by doing so. Let's talk about releases. This podcast will put out one episode a week, roughly four episodes a month. There will be three interviews per month, and then the last week of each month will be a solo episode where I sit down and discuss some of the elements that we've already discussed throughout that month's episodes. We'll be talking about things that I wanted to talk about during the episode but didn't want to interrupt the stories of people. Again, the priority was listening to them, so that's what we did. And in these catch-up, follow-up episodes, I will sit down and record and talk to you about the ideas that came up as a result, any content that I've watched recently or read, and looking at what I've learned from it, all kinds of stuff. That'll be a very casual episode, far less structured, far less edited. So three interviews per month with a solo episode on the last week of each month. And this will run right up until the end of 2021, and our last episode will be in the final week of 2021, before the end of December. So, if this interests you, I hope you stick around. Thank you so much for listening. You'll be hearing some of my voice, more so in the solo episodes, and a lot of varied voices of varied creators and varied people throughout this series. I thank you again for joining, and you will all be hearing from me next time when I sit down and talk with an anime blogger and film academic in our first episode. Thank you so much, and I'll see you there.